Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, 51551, wash your hands. It became the catchphrase from my colleague Joe Duffy, didn't it, during the COVID-19 pandemic? But maybe we've let it slip a little bit, because the HSE is highlighting the importance of getting you back to basics with hand cleanliness today as part of events to mark World Hand Hygiene Day. Dr. Paul Ryan is a Cork-based GP and a member of the HSE's Antimicrobial Resistance and Infection Control Team, or AMRIC for short. He joins me now. Good evening to you, Dr. Paul Ryan.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Have we forgotten to wash our hands and the very basic things we got so good at?
Yeah, research has shown, all right, that we're slipping. We're not as good as we were during the pandemic, John. And I suppose the most important message I'd say is that, look, regular, correct hand hygiene, the most important single and cost-effective action that we can do to protect our own health and the health of our families, you know. So it's just important to get the messaging out there, you know. So
I notice a lot of people talking about lots of viruses and flus and colds among their kids themselves. We do it a lot in my house as well. Is it about hand hygiene? Is this what you're seeing as a GP, and are you reminding people of the basics?
Yeah, exactly. And in our own house at the moment, our 8-year-old does have a sore throat and cough, and we're very conscious about the importance, and GPs in general are very conscious about the importance of hand hygiene. Look, as parents know, most young children can have, you know, anywhere between 6 and 10 viral illnesses every year. And we know the effect these have on families, on the children themselves, you know, as well, you know, missing school and parent, you know, the effect on families and parents missing work as well. So it's you know, good hand hygiene really does play a major part in preventing the spread of these illnesses. So it's so important. Yeah, you know, it can't be emphasised enough.
And we got used to, as I said, the hand washing or the hand gels in certain circumstances. I notice in my own family too, and among friends, people are more careful. I think about vulnerable or immunocompromised relatives as well, and people like that. But what other tips would you give people to help stop spreading those infections at home?
Yeah, like what I'd usually say, that look, obviously regular hand washing is very important, but particularly important at certain times. And there are five main times I would, just to summarise it. Number one, when you are in contact with someone who is sick, so such as cough, sore throat, or any other infection such as diarrhoea or vomiting. Number two, you know, before you visit and after you visit someone in either a hospital or a residential setting. Number three, getting home from being out and about at work, especially if your work involves a lot of contact with people, you know, with people or with animals. Number four, preparing food, you know, and after touching raw meat and poultry. And number five, after using a toilet or changing nappies. And I suppose I usually find that we usually see, you know, even with when kids come in to me with, you know, cough, cold, diarrhea, vomiting, that parents can show the correct technique. And obviously it's difficult to explain the correct technique over radio, but one thing is to remember, kids often forget the fingertips, so just to make sure that, you know, they interlock the top of their hands and rub their fingertips, just to make sure that they get the germs and bacteria off their and the viruses off their fingertips.
You know, my children learned a song about it, but I'm not going to sing it for you now. I'll leave that. I know we need to be looking at the door handles, the taps. You mentioned in your advice drying your hands with paper towels. What about hand dryers? I'd like to know your thoughts on those.
Yeah, so hand towels, what we'd usually advise would be, look, either paper towels or, you know, clean towels. Hand towels can kind of sometimes spread the bacteria in a moist environment, and they can grow more bacteria. So we tend to encourage paper towels.
And those noisy hand dryers, I have a bit of a pet hate of hand dryers. I want to know what you think of them.
Yeah. Look. What I usually say is that, look, if you can at all, the paper towels would be the way, or the clean towels, you know. So that would be what we'd advise on it, you know. So
I suppose we've got to think of the waste and the environment as well. It all has to be thought out. Yeah. But you'll find more details on hse.ie/hand-hygiene. Dr. Paul Ryan, Cork-based GP and AMRIC team member. Thanks for joining us, and get well soon to your 8-year-old as well.